You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Chapter 21.
Today we want to read from verses 15 to 22.
谢谢你给我们机会来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you.
谢谢你让我们可以在饼杯中享受你的同在。
Thank you that we're able to enjoy your presence through the bread and the cup.
你在我们里面。
You are in us.
我们也在你里面。
And we are also in you.
何等的恩典。
What kind of grace that is.
何等的福气。
What kind of blessing that is.
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们现在求你。
Now we want to beseech you.
但愿宝座前的七灵。
That the seven spirit in front of the precious throne.
能够把你自己宝贵的话向我们解开。
That you may open up your precious words to us yourself.
让我们在你的话语光中看见你的自己。
So that in the light of your words, we may see yourself.
明白你的心意。
Understand your will.
好让我们的生命可以改变。
So that our lives may change.
我们可以更好地跟随你。
That we can follow you even better.
求你帮助讲的和翻译的。
Please help the speaker and the translator.
让我们能够说得清楚。
So that we may speak clearly.
求你帮助每一个听的人。
Help each and every one who listens.
让我们能够听得明白。
So that we may hear with understanding.
我们深深地相信。
We deeply believe.
你给我们的应许是真的。
The promise that you've given us is real.
圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit want to lead us into all kinds of truth.
我们也相信。
And we also believe.
因为我们是奉着你的名聚集。
Because we are gathering in your name.
你已经在我们中间。
You are already amongst us.
因为你现在在这里。
Because you are here now.
你是生命。
You are the life.
你是光。
You are the light.
所以我们相信。
Therefore we believe.
当我们一同坐在这里听你对我们说话的时候
When we seated here together to listen to you speaking to us
你的生命和你的光
Your life and your light
能够进到我们的里面
May enter into us
成为我们的供应
Become a provision
我们感谢祷告
We thank and we pray
靠耶稣基督宝贝的名
Through the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ Amen,
Amen. 这一段圣经啊
This part of the Bible,
看起来实在是男孩子应该比较喜欢啊。
Maybe the guys will like it better.
反正就是打来打去。
It's just like hitting and battling with each other.
看你们玩游戏也是打来打去啊。
That seems to be the way when you're playing with your games.
但是神把这段的圣经留给我们。
However, God leaves this part of the Bible for us.
难道只是让我们看谁打谁吗
Is it really just for us to see who is fighting who?
神借着这段圣经要对我们说什么话呢
What does God want to say to us through this part of the Bible?
我们千万不要忘记
Let's don't forget.
撒母耳记下
Second Samuel.
21章一直到末了
Chapter 21 until the very end.
这四章圣经
These four chapters of the Bible.
不是按照时间的次序记录下来的。
It's not according to the time, the chronicle of time to record it.
我们上一次分享的时候
The last time when we shared,
我们已经说到
We already mentioned,
这四章圣经
These four chapters of the Bible,
是圣灵精心的设计。
This is the Holy Spirit specially designed,
围绕着一个主题
surrounding one particular theme,
那个主题就是神的恩典。
That theme is the grace of God.
在这四章圣经中
And in these four chapters of the Bible,
我们看见有罪恶。
We have seen the sins.
有大卫的罪恶。
There's David's sins.
也有扫罗的罪恶。
And there's Saul's sins.
然而我们更重要的
However, more importantly,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
神的恩典。
The grace of God.
大过我们的罪恶。
It's greater than our sins.
那在这四章圣经中
And in these four chapters of the Bible,
有很多打仗的事
There are a lot of battles.
这正是说到在基督徒的生命中
And this is especially saying that in the lives of Christians,
在教会中
In the church,
也是有很多的征战
There are many battles.
这个征战是我们跟魔鬼的征战
This battle is really our battle with the devil.
这个征战是我们跟我们肉体的征战
This is our battle with our flesh.
这个征战也可能是我们跟别人搞不好的征战。
It's also this can be a battle of our bad relationship with others.
但是不要忘记。
However, don't forget.
在神的国度里。
In the kingdom of God.
在神的百姓的生命中。
In the life of God's people.
虽然有征战。
Although there are battles.
但是神的恩典。
However, the grace of God.
能让这些征战成为我们的祝福。
Can allow these battles to become our blessings.
如果我们还记得
If we can still remember
上一次
Last time
我们讲到扫罗的罪
We talk about the sins of Saul
我们讲到毁约的代价
We talk about the price he has to pay for violating the covenant
这一次
This time
我们所要看的这段圣经
This part of the Bible that we want to look at
你如果刚才读过去
If just now you have read past it,
我相信你一定注意到一个特别的名词。
I believe that you may notice one particular term.
因为这个名词用了四次。
This now has been used four times.
在这么短短的一段经文里。
And this short part of the paragraph of the Bible.
叫伟人的儿子。
It's called the sons of the giant.
中文翻作伟人。
The Chinese is called they are great people.
可能给我们一个不同的想法。
It may give us a different kind of concept.
英文翻作巨人。
In English, it's translated as giant.
那个是比较明确的翻译。
It's a more accurate translation.
因为那些人确实是身材高大。
Because these people are really greatly built.
那一些人。
And these people.
在原文里面。
In the original text.
他那个词
That term
既不是伟人也不是巨人
is neither giant nor great people
他是讲到一族人的名字
is really actually talking about a name of a tribe
只是因为这一族人的特点
but because of the special characteristic of this tribe
就是他们很大
is that they're very big in size
他们真的很大
they're truly big in size
大到什么地步呢
how big are they then?
你们还记不记得摩西当年
Do you still remember Moses in his days?
曾经派十二个探子
He had sent out 12 spies
去迦南地探一探
To the land of Canaan to spy around
然后这些家伙回来
And these guys came back
带的葡萄要两个人扛啊
They brought back grapes that are so big that there are two of them require two of them to carry it.
难以想象。
Unimaginable.
这么丰富的地方啊。
Such an abundant land.
但是这些人说我们不要去。
However, these people said we don't want to go there.
为什么不要去
?Why don't they want to go there?
哦那里的人太可怕。
These people there are so terrible.
那里的人为什么可怕
Why are they so bad, scarcely?
因为他们很高大
Because they are so tall and big.
他们真的很大
They're truly big in size.
我碰到过一个很大的人
I met a really tall person.
那是有一次我在飞机上
I was on the plane one time.
有一个人站在旁边
A person was next to me.
因为他要坐我是坐在 aisle, 我坐在那个走道上
I was sitting on the aisle seat.
那他是坐在那个靠窗的位置。
And he was seated by the window seat.
他走到我旁边他说 ,excuse me.
He came to me next to me and said, excuse me.
那我就乖乖要站起来。
So then obediently I had to stand up.
要让他进去。
Let him go in.
我一站起来。
As soon as I stood up,
我发觉我比他的肚子高一点。
I was just slightly taller than his belt button.
所以我这样。
So I was looking up at him like that.
真的很大
Truly huge.
后来我知道他是打 NBA 的
So then I knew later on that he was playing the NBA.
以色列的探子
The Israelite spies.
看到的人我在猜就是大概这么大吧。
I guess that is the same size, the big people that they saw.
真的很大了。
Truly huge.
就算再大一点好不好。
Okay, so even if it's bigger.
会大到一个地步。
Would they be so big that.
他们觉得。
That they felt.
我们在他们面前。
In front of them.
我们像什么
what are we like?
我们像蚱蜢啊
We like crickets.
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers.
你想想看
Think about it.
夸张不
Is that exaggerating?
太过分了不可能的
That is too much, it's impossible.
但是你可以想象
But you can imagine.
这些人
These people.
一定是非常的强壮
They must be really strong.
非常的高大
Very tall.
以色列百姓看到他们
And the Israelite people, when they look at them,
已经发抖了
they must be trembling.
这一发抖啊
As soon as they're trembling,
这个人就更大了
this person becomes bigger than them in their sight.
听明白吗
Do you understand?
其实弟兄姊妹
Actually, brothers and sisters,
你不要笑那些探子啊
Don't laugh at those spies.
你跟我差不多的
You and I are about the same.
你是没有碰到让你害怕的事。
It's just that you, because you have not encountered things that frighten you.
等你真的碰到让你害怕的事。
As soon as you really have encountered things that frighten you.
其实是小事一件啊。
Actuality, it's just a small thing.
但是在你的眼中啊。
However, in your eyes.
你会觉得这天大的事。
You may think that this is really truly a major thing.
不得了了。
It's something that is so horrible.
这叫做伟人的儿子。
This is called the descendants of the giants.
其实更好是应该说是这个巨人的后代。
Actually, the better saying is a descendant of the giants.
以色列的百姓。
The Israelite people.
他们碰到这个东西。
When they encounter this thing.
就魂都没有了。
They actually lost all their guts.
吓都吓死。
They were so frightened.
就好像扫罗
Just like Saul.
很神气的
He was so proud in the beginning.
他比一般人都高一个头啊
He was one head taller than ordinary people.
他带着以色列的军队打仗
He was leading the Israelite army. He was in battle with them.
常常打胜仗的
Constantly he won. He was victorious.
但是只要一碰到这个
However, as soon as he met this, encountered this.
哥利亚
The Goliath.
几万大军啊
Several thousands of great armies.
没用
Useless they are.
没个敢动的
Not one of them dare to move.
扫罗身为主帅
Saul being the general, commander.
没用
It's useless.
躲在帐篷里
He was hiding in his tent.
谁把他打掉了我女儿给他。
Whoever is able to defeat them, I will marry my daughter off to them.
你自己为什么不去打
Why don't you go out yourself to fight it?
因为吓死了。
Because he was so frightened.
听懂了吗
Do you understand?
我一定要希望你们记得。
I want you to remember.
你要读这段圣经。
When you want to read this part of the Bible.
你就要记住。
You have to remember.
他们面对的。
What they are facing.
就是一个让他们吓得半死的仇敌。
It's an enemy that frightened them half to death.
那么这里总共讲到杀了四个这样子的人。
Here, there are a total of four persons like that being killed.
你还记不记得
Do you still remember?
大卫这一辈子
David's whole life.
第一次参加军队
First time he joined the army.
第一次打仗
First time he went into battle
打了几个
How many battles?
一个
One
杀了一个哥利亚
He killed one Goliath
当时只有大卫一个人
At that time there's only David himself
有这样的恩典
With such grace
能够面对这样的危险
That he's able to face such kind of danger
写到撒母耳记下要结束的时候
And until at the end of the second Samuel
圣灵告诉我们
The Holy Spirit tells us
以色列的国中
In the nation of Israelite
不需要大卫
They didn't need him
有另外四个人。
There are another four people.
他们也不怕伟人的儿子。
They are not afraid of the sons of the giants.
而且可以把他们照样杀死。
And they are actually able to just kill them.
当然我们可以说
Of course we can say,
大卫是一个了不起的王。
David was a great king.
他可以训练出一些人。
He was able to train people.
他有下一代。
That he has the next generation.
下一代比他还厉害。
The next generation is even greater than he was.
他只有一个人。
He was only one person.
现在有四个人。
But now there are four of them.
这不得了啊。
That's really so great.
但是更重要的。
However, more importantly,
你在读这段圣经的时候。
When you're reading this part of the Bible,
你一定要记住。
You must remember,
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God.
在神的国度中工作。
In the kingdom of God, he is working.
所以我们来读这段圣经的时候。
Therefore, when we read this part of the Bible,
我们从四个方面。
From four directions,
有四方面的恩典。
There are four graces in four directions.
我们来看这段圣经。
Let's look at them together from this part.
15节到17节。
Verses 15 to 17.
这几节的圣经。
These few parts of the Bible,
告诉我们耶和华的恩典
tells us about the Jehovah's grace.
保守大卫王
He guards King David.
你知道十五节到十七节
You know that in verses 15 to 17.
你读过去的时候
When you go on reading.
你真的会觉得
You will truly feel.
怎么这么简单啊
How can it be so simple?
非利士人跟以色列人打仗。
That the Philistines fighting with the Israelites.
什么时候打
?When were they fighting?
非利士人来了多少兵啊
?How many soldiers did the Philistines have?
以色列人派了多少军队出去啊
?How many armies, that the Israelites sent out?
知道不知道
?Do you know?
不知道没写。
No, it's not written there.
大卫带着仆人仆人在撒母耳记里面大卫带着仆人仆人就是他的亲生的这些他旁边的所谓的中文叫什么
亲信
这个皇宫里面保守皇帝的那叫什么禁卫营是吧禁卫军啊 whatever
David went down with his men his soldiers around him who were
是他的
以
利懂吗
and they are his
精兵啊
his fine soldiers
大卫带着精兵下去跟非利士人打仗。
David brought his finest soldiers to go down and fight with the Philistines.
打了多久
?How long did they fight?
不知道。
No, we don't know.
大卫到底杀了多少人
?And how many people did David kill?
不知道。
We don't know.
我们知道一件事。
There's only one thing we know.
打到一半。
And halfway through the battle.
不知道多久。
Don't know how long that was.
大卫累了。
David became exhausted.
精疲力竭了。
He was totally exhausted, out of breath.
然后就在这个时候。
Just at this time then.
伟人的一个儿子。
One of the descendants of the giant.
叫做以实比诺。
He's called Ishbi-benob.
他就要来杀大卫了。
He came and tried to kill David.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
就在这个节骨眼上。
Just at this very moment.
亚比塞。
Abishai.
就出现了。
He appeared.
他来帮忙。
He came to help.
他很厉害。
And he was truly powerful.
我不知道他是不是手上拿了倚天剑。
I don't know whether he has that particular sword from heaven.
怎么一来啪一剑上去。
How come he just came and just one strike of his sword?
就把那个大家伙干掉。
He just killed that giant.
大卫打了半天打不下去。
David had been fighting for half a day and still couldn't go on.
他一来一剑搞定。
He came just with one strike of his sword. He just resolved the issue.
太厉害了。
He's too powerful.
这里面有一个词。
Here there's a term here.
说配着新刀。
He's wearing a new sword.
这个在原文中是很不明确的一个词。
In the original text, it's not a very clear terminology.
没有人知道应该翻译做什么。
Nobody really knows how to translate that word.
有一些圣经的学者
Some Bible scholars
认为那个应该翻译成一种新的佩戴
They thought maybe it's a special kind of weapon that they wore on them
或者是一个新的武器
Or it's a new design in weapons
反正不是一般的东西
However, it definitely is not just the ordinary type of weapon
至于是什么不知道
As to what it is, nobody knows
就这么巧
Just so such a coincidence
亚比塞就把这个伟人的儿子搞定
Abishai just killed this giant son
是他的武功超群
Is that his skill is so excellent?
是恰巧
Or is it a coincidence?
还是神的恩典
Or is it the grace of God?
保护了大卫的命
Protected the life of David
经过这次的战役
And through this battle
大卫的部下
David's subordinates
他们就向大卫起誓
They reveal to David
They make a vow
They make a vow to David
以后你不可再与我们一同出战
You should no longer be with us in future
哎呀我读到这里了
And when I came here, read up to this part
我觉得好像有一点爱君阿姨出门说不说我今天不带你出去
I felt like when Auntie Linda said we go out today I'm not bringing you with me
我这很伤心啊
That's so heartbreaking
好像没用啊不用不带你去
I feel so useless like she's not bringing me with her
大卫的部下要去打仗
David's subordinates wanting to go out and fight the battle
他们起誓
And they make a vow
我们下次出去打仗
The next time we go out to battle
我们不带你去
We're not bringing you with us
我们把你放在家里
We'll leave you at home
哎，伤心啊
It's so heartbreaking
为什么要把他放在家里
Why did they want to leave him home?
因为他们怕
Because they were afraid
万一大卫出了什么事
What if something happened to David?
就灭了以色列的灯
Then the lamb of Israel will be extinguished.
根据列王记上十五章第四节
In according to 2 Kings chapter 15 verse 4,
以色列的灯表示这个王朝
The Israelite's lamb represents this kingdom. This
其实我们想一想
And actually if we think about it,
在那个时代
At that time, that generation,
如果大卫死了
If David had died,
百姓一定陷在黑暗中。
The Israel people will definitely fall into darkness.
这个对我们今天的教会
To the modern day church, today's church.
对着今天的团契
To the fellowship group of today.
其实是一个很重要的提醒。
It's actually a very important reminder.
那就是
That is to say,
神在每一个教会
God in every church.
在每一个团契里
In every fellowship group.
他都会兴起一些领袖们
He will raise some leaders
这些人
And these people
非常重要
They are very important
因为这些人如果失败
Because if these people have failed
整个的团体
The whole group
就会陷到很大的麻烦里
Will fall into great troubles
这是为什么
That is why
神的儿女们
God's children
对着神所兴起来的领袖
towards the leaders that God has raised
我们要保护他们
we need to protect them
不要光想利用他们
don't just want to make use of them
因为神做事的原则
because the principle of God performing his task
神是使用一些器皿来成就他的旨意
God is using some vessels to accomplish his will
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.